You're listening to Juno Afternoon, about 23 minutes to the top of the hour. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and here with me in the studio is Nikki Love. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Of course. You're here representing the Association for the Education of Young Children in Southeast Alaska. Tell us a little bit about the AEYC for those who don't know.
Sure. AEYC is a local nonprofit and a national affiliate of the National Association for the Education of Young Children. Basically, what that means is we are working on issues or supports for families with kids ages 0 to 8. So whether that's helping them find childcare with our partners in THREAD, or connecting them to childcare assistance, also through THREAD, or hosting events like this one, the Baby Fair, through the Partnerships for Families and Children. So that means it's a local coalition of about 16 nonprofit agencies who work with families who have young kids, and they have a lot to offer. And so once a year we come together and we have a big, almost party, to meet parents and families and let them know what's available to them.
And you are the community engagement coordinator. I imagine that involves a lot of outreach.
It does, yeah. And I'm really working very directly with the partners and, you know, finding out what programs they have. You know, in grant work, things kind of change every year. We have a publication called the Family Pages, and we have been updating that for 18 years now. It's really one of our cornerstones. And it lists the partners, how to reach them, where they are, what they offer. And, you know, a lot of the services are for families who may be experiencing stress or are lower income, but that's not always the case. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, if you're a family and you have kids, we have something for you.
Yeah. I mean, kids aren't cheap.
No.
I don't care who you are. So what are some of the challenges or barriers or facilitators of connecting families, our families here in Juneau and our community, to these resources?
You know, I think it's communication. Our communication styles have changed a lot over the years. We have really switched from, like, we used to do mailings. And we have a monthly news bulletin that we would mail out. Well, the cost of mailings have increased. Mm. I think the usability, like a lot of families, they don't use it. It sits in a stack and they don't see it. So now we've switched to electronic modes. So we have MailChimp, and we send out a notice that it's been posted online. You know, people can get it on their mobile phone, and also using other forms of social media like Facebook or Instagram. We've been increasing that kind of outreach because people just don't take as much time, I think, to read. It's everything's so much faster now. So we try to be succinct and approachable and get in there and let them know there's stuff happening for them.
Do you find that families of all income levels can access your resources via the phone, via Facebook, via computers?
Oh, absolutely.
Online?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would agree. So you're here to talk about the Baby Fair, and that's happening Thursday, the 25th. Mm-hmm. It's from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Mendenhall Valley Library. Tell us a little bit about this event.
Sure. So we've got, I think it's about 17 or 18 different organizations coming. The big thing to know is that it's free. The whole event is free. And at this event, you can meet people, again, talking to them about childcare, what to look for, who might have childcare available when baby comes, getting hooked up with childcare assistance, seeing if you might qualify for some help with that. Mm-hmm. If you wanted to become a childcare provider, we'll talk to you about that. If you wanted support with parenting, the ladies from the Parents as Teachers program will be there. It's a home visiting parenting kind of support program, and that one really is, it's universal. It doesn't matter who you are. I think any new parent can use some support. So they come into your home. They help you understand, you know, developmentally what your baby is up to, different activities that you can do with them that are developmentally appropriate, and also kind of just reassure you that everything that's happening is normal. You know, it's hard.
New parents definitely need that reassurance.
Yeah. And there will also be free immunizations for children, free vision screenings, and free hearing screenings, as well as free developmental screenings. So
flu shots.
And yes, the flu shots.
Those sound like they're pretty valuable offerings, and it'll all be available free on site for those children.
Yes.
Do they need to bring anything with them when they come?
You know, it's always good to bring your immunization record if you can. I understand that the public health nurses, they may now have an electronic system where you can be looked up. I'm not sure where they are with that, but it's not a bad idea to have that record, but I don't think anyone will be turned away if they don't have it.
Right. All right. So there will also be some special happenings around 5 o'clock to entice families to bring their toddlers.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
So the Juneau Public Library, weekly they have a toddler story time at, I believe it's the Downtown Library and also the Mendenhall Valley Library. And it usually happens in the morning. But for this event, there will be a special toddler story time at 5 o'clock in the children's area. And if you haven't been to the new Mendenhall Valley Library, it's just gorgeous.
It is.
So parents will get a taste of what that activity is like. The kids can see what it's like. As you know, a new environment sometimes can be kind of scary for kids. So a first sort of look at how things go with story time, that helps them understand that this is a safe, fun place to be. And I think it'll be well attended.
I think it's a good idea. And there's door prizes.
Oh,
so
yes.
Everybody gets something when they come in.
Everybody does. You'll be greeted at the front door and be given kind of an invitation/map of the facility. It outlines who's there, and there are indicators throughout the library where things are happening. They'll be marked by helium balloons, so just keep an eye out for those. And at the back of the library, we'll have some wonderful people giving out free prizes, and they're all geared toward ages, you know, 0 to 2, and really some lovely gifts and also great ideas for if grandparents wanted to come and see what this is about, expectant families, or if you're thinking about having kids, you know, come on out and see what's available.
Right. If the free hearing and vision and developmental screenings and flu shots are not enough, there's door prizes, there's story time. And because of the time of year, there's a Halloween theme.
So, oh, yes.
What would you like to see the kids bring along with that?
Well, we're a really playful group and we love to dress up. So we jumped on this opportunity having it so close to Halloween. So all of us will be dressed up in some fashion.
You encourage the kids and babies to dress up
too.
And the parents.
Absolutely. The more the merrier. If they don't dress up, that's just fine. There will be healthy option trick-or-treating. So it's not candy-based, but, you know, there'll be different items at the different tables. Mostly, you know, encouraging some interaction and getting folks moving around the space.
All right. So that is taking place, the Baby Fair, Thursday, October 25th, 4 to 6 p.m. at the Mendenhall Valley Library. Everything is free, and there's screenings, door prizes, dress up, come to the story time. And, yeah, what else would you like to discuss while you're here?
Well, I don't know. I think if they wanted to reach us, if they had questions, they can look on our Facebook page. They can reach us at our office, 789-1235. And my name is Nikki. I'd be happy to lend a hand to whatever it is that's going on. And again, if they contact us and we don't have a service for someone, we can pretty surely try to connect them with someone who does.
I know with organizations such as yourself, the service is making the connection sometimes because
yes.
Some people don't know what's available to them or whether or not they're qualified. So it's great that they have a place that they have you to call and you can make that connection for them. Sorry, what I was hinting at is that you have a kids' vote event coming up on November 3rd.
Oh, thanks for the reminders. Yeah, wondering what else?
No, I know that you guys had a couple of them in the previous two elections this season, and they sounded like such great ideas. Are they pretty well attended?
They are well attended. And the thing of it is, it can be hard to vote as a family because when you have kids to load up into the car and to get somewhere, an election day, you know, if the weather's not cooperating, you've been at work, the polling time's short. Mm-hmm. So if you come to vote early, and we're having a kids vote event on November 3rd at the Mendenhall Mall Annex from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., there are voting activities for kids. They can be busy. They can also see you voting. So you're modeling, you know, your civic duty. And the folks who man the absentee and early voting booths love seeing people. So it is a really friendly atmosphere. I mean, it's a win-win all the way around. So we are, thanks for the reminder, mm-hmm. we are
You're
encouraging
welcome.
People to do that when they stop by the baby fair. We'll give them information.
Yeah, and you get those free cool stickers, too, from
yes.
Alaska Robotics. Nikki Love, thanks so much for telling us all about the AEYC and Baby Fair and Kids Vote event coming up November 3rd, Baby Fair October 25th. Anything else you'd like to add?
Nope, that's it.
All right. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.